We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On top of all relocation sensations is the one and only Tony Bruno.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Tony, the text line is reporting that P.F. Chang's backed out of a last-minute deal and Mark Davis was no longer interested. Will you confirm or deny that?
My sources deep within the Chinese food community can confirm at this hour, as I reported exclusively on this program a week ago, that the Raiders would stay put and that it would be the Rams and the Chargers moving to Southern California. Although it depends. I mean, I just heard you talking about people walking out, and I read earlier Stan Kroenke was taken to the airport. I mean, this thing is getting more coverage in the State of the Union. Let's be honest, it's probably more important in the State of the Union because we know the State of the Union. We don't know the State of the NFL moving to L.A.
Yeah, no, this is really something else. We're sitting here and basically hosting a radio show while we're constantly perusing Twitter looking for the latest news. But it really does look like there was an agreement reached that is going to take the Raiders out of the L.A. picture, but give them some sort of golden parachute to fall back on and get something done in Oakland so there isn't a Raiders to San Antonio rumor coming up in just a couple of years from now.
Exactly. And I know Raider fans in the Bay Area are going to be excited. And I know that, you know, you talk about the Rams fans, the Raider fans in Los Angeles, which I talked about last week, who would always get on the plane from L.A. with me, flying up to the Bay Area for the weekend games, and you'd see plane loads of people going up there. You know, but the Rams have a long history there. And I guess Dan Kroenke, and I believe that the whole thing pretty much shook most of the owners in the direction of the Rams, is when the commissioner himself said that the proposal in St. Louis to build a new stadium was not really copacetic. So when the commissioner's ripping the St. Louis proposal to build a new stadium, which Stan Kroenke called something that no one should take because you would lose money guaranteed, whether it's me or anybody else who wants to have the franchise kept in St. Louis. And the commissioner says, you know what, Stan Kroenke, you're right. You knew the commissioner was probably twisting some arms of owners to say, hey, let's get the Rams back to L.A. They got 49 years of history there. And so that one would probably be the easiest to pull off without much outrage. Even though there are Rams fans in St. Louis who will be disappointed, I think they in San Diego would probably be the two bigger fan bases that really don't care.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to be amazing is, you know, there's a lot of talk that the perception of Raiders fans is one of the reasons why L.A. doesn't necessarily want them down there. They want this to be about glitz and glamour and Hollywood A-list. They're not looking for, you know, they're just not looking for the image that the Raiders were married to in the 90s down in Los Angeles. Whether that's fair or foul, it seems to be part of the facts that went into this decision here. What's going to be funny, Tony, is when the Raiders go to play in this new Los Angeles stadium, whether it be a out-of-conference game against the Rams or an in-conference game against the Chargers, or maybe one of those two teams is going to have to leave the AFC West, but there's going to have to be some sort of movement or something there. No, there won't have to be any movement there, I guess, because we've got different conferences if they move in. But when the Raiders go play in Los Angeles, their fans will probably take over that stadium, and someone's going to turn around and say, geez, maybe we should have had the Raiders down here.
You are absolutely correct. That is dead on. No doubt about it. You're absolutely right. Raider fans will go to the new stadium, and, you know, they were flying up to Los Angeles. They were flying between L.A. and Oakland back in the day, and they'll do it again anyway. They'll fly to L.A. and say, hey, we'll take over the stadium, and there'll be more Raider fans in Los Angeles than there will be Charger fans Los Angeles, even though they're San Diego's a lot closer physically. I totally agree with you. And I don't know whether it's the, you know, when you see the Kroenke proposal, and we've seen all these mock-ups of these stadiums with a swimming pool. I don't know what the hell that big pool is in front of one of the projects that I saw. Like, what the hell is that?
I don't know. There's an Olympic-sized
like
swimming pool.
They have a wave pool outside the stadium.
I guess they want to make those displaced Chargers fans a little happy. They can surf.
Surf's up, bro. Hey, we got some gnarly waves breaking right in front of the stadium. Let's go see the Chargers, dude.
By the way, if I can paraphrase a tweet here from Roxy Bernstein saying that if you're wondering why maybe the Raiders got left, you can probably figure it out when Mark Davis is the only guy to fly Southwest to the owners' meetings.
Is that true?
No, I don't know if that's true.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to confirm or deny that Mark Davis was, in fact, taking Southwest and was in the middle seat, by the way, was in the C line.
Yeah, so you
knew things were wrong when Mark Davis did not get his boarding pass on time, had to get on with the last group boarding out of Oakland Airport to go to Los Angeles.
He's sitting there. He's boarding in Class D. He's waiting in the D line. He's like, come on, man. I got to get to an owner's meeting. Hurry up.
No, the C line is as far back as you get.
Okay.
If you're in the C line, all of my friends have traveled Southwest many times. C line means you ain't getting nothing but middle seats, homeboy, at this particular time.
This is unbelievable with breaking news here. Thankfully, we have Tony Bruno helping us sift and sort it all out. How about the fact that everyone talks to Hugh Jackson and nobody's decided to hire him? Is he a guy who wants to carefully weigh his own options and Hugh Jackson is holding the cards? Or do you think for a second, you know, maybe this guy's a bad interview and he talks more people away from him than he does talk them into him?
No, I disagree. I think the fact that you got all these teams calling him now after the unceremonious dismissal of your Cincinnati Bengals the other night. I mean, Cleveland, obviously, you know, I was the one who said I think the Niners are going to jump on him, and they talked to him. Then Cleveland. And I think if you're smart, and Hugh Jackson is smart, he's just going to go out there and let people woo him. And then he's going to say, hey, who's going to make me the best deal? Who's going to give me the best opportunity? I mean, you look at Cleveland. I mean, that's unfortunately a franchise that just keeps changing coaches and GMs and quarterbacks. And it's really probably, you know, everybody talked about the Raiders. The Raiders seem to at least have stability now for the first time in a while with their quarterback and their coach in place and some good pieces, and they'll keep adding and getting better each year. So, you know, to me, the Cleveland Browns, of all the teams, as great as their fan base is, they're the ones who are constantly wondering what the heck's going to happen next. So
right.
I don't know if you're Hugh Jackson, if you're going to jump at that job, if they offer you a couple of more dollars than, say, the Niners or anybody else in the mix. So, and I know I saw the Niners that talked to Tom Coughlin as well. So all these teams are doing due diligence. And unless you really absolutely positively want your guy, like the Miami Dolphins apparently did with Gaze, I think Hugh Jackson is going to get wooed. And I don't blame him.
Chip Kelly, how come he's not found a new home yet?
And that's a great question. Maybe these teams don't, I know he talked to the Niners, and I thought the Niners would be a good fit, but maybe they say, hey, you know what? We're not going to guarantee you that Kaepernick's the guy and that you're going to be the guy to get him out of his funk or turn him into the quarterback we saw a couple of years ago. Maybe Chip Kelly didn't convince Valky and the rest of the organization that he was the guy who was going to put this thing back on the rails. I have no idea. I'm just speculating like everybody else, but I'm surprised that Chip's not getting a lot of love. I'm surprised that Tom Coughlin, with all due respect, is getting a lot of love.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Tom Coughlin. I mean, a week ago, he walks away and he's a hero in New York. And now all of a sudden, everybody wants to hire him or at least talk to him.
Well, here's the thing. He's the only guy who comes with a couple trophies on his resume. He really is. And if that's what you're looking for, you want a crazy stat? How about this? Besides the fact that they had Jim Tomsula serve as an interim coach for one game at the end of that Singletary season before they hired him, or Mike Nolan's season, or whoever season got fired, the 49ers have never hired a coach with NFL head coaching experience to be their next head coach. Wasn't Bill Walsh, wasn't Seifert, wasn't Nolan, wasn't Singletary,
Mariucci. Wasn't
Mariucci, wasn't Tom Sula, wasn't Jim Harbaugh, Dennis Erickson up in Seattle, the only guy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's amazing when you think about it. That's really amazing. And, you know, the question now is, the guys out there who are making the rounds are guys with previous head coaching NFL experience, unless they go off the board and surprise everybody. But I haven't heard any off the board names, unless they're really, really good at keeping this stuff secret. Do you think they're going to go off the board and shock everybody and take, you know, an unknown, another coordinator or a position coach somewhere else?
I think that they've got way too many angry fans to give them more of the unknown. I think they got to get either Coughlin, Kelly, or Jackson, and they've pretty much backed away from Jackson publicly. So I think Coughlin or Kelly is a serious possibility for the 49ers. I really do.
Is the Chip Kelly buzz still burning out there? Because I haven't heard much on this coast.
No, it's not. Chip Kelly's name hasn't been used publicly in about 2 weeks. So it's interesting. I know that they've talked to him, but there's been no second conversation or meeting. We've got the latest here from Twitter. UT Kevin Acey says that L.A. committee member Art Rooney said that the vote is not done. He doesn't know when it will be. I packed my bags, but I haven't checked out. Apparently, all these owners are leaving because they just called a 45-minute break. It's not like a vote just happened. So, I mean, this is what's ridiculous. It looks like this is about to get done, and then it looks like it's definitely about to get done, and then it looks like it might not get done tonight. It might get done tomorrow. These NFL owners, they move at their own pace. It's a billionaire's pace, Tony. It's a nice pace.
It really is. And when you have to decide whether you're having a Manhattan or a highball in the lounge between these votes, that's a difficult decision for some of these older guys who appreciate the old school drinks that most people don't drink anymore, i.e. highballs or Manhattan.
I bet you Jerry Richardson is a slow gin fizz kind of guy. You know what I mean? Maybe a Tom Collins. A highball, something like that. I'm trying to think of
highball. Highball. Manhattans are an old guy's drink too. I don't know. I'm not quite that old.
I'll give you the ultimate old guy drink. Are you ready for this? I guarantee you are over the age of 60 if you're ordering Harvey Wallbangers. When's the last time you had a Harvey Wallbanger?
Wow, I guess back in the 70s. I haven't had a highball in a while, too, or a Manhattan. Actually, if all of those drinks, the one I probably have had most recently, which is probably 15 to 20 years ago, would be a Manhattan. And I ordered it at a bar in New York, I'm sure, because it was in Manhattan, I had to have one.
If Raiders fans are celebrating the fact that they're not moving anywhere, what is the appropriate cocktail to celebrate you're not relocating with, Tony?
I would probably say a Boilermaker, you know, a good old shot and a beer.
There you
go. That's what I'm talking about. That's keeping it old school. That's keeping it real hardworking, middle class people who just want to go out, put on their Raider gear, go in the black hole, and be real fans. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. He gives you a map of life. You really should follow it. Tony, every Tuesday. Thank God you join us. Thank you, good sir. And we're going to be
seeing you. We're
getting closer and closer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I will be out by the time I make my trip out to San Francisco in the Bay Area for 10 days. We will know the final answer to all of this, the big puzzle that is relocation sensation.
Thank you.
Bay Area Nation.
Tony Bruno, you're a genius. Thank you, sir.
Grazie.
Grazie. Tony Bruno.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.